This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort took a plea deal today, as you might have heard, confessing to federal conspiracy charges, money laundering, tax fraud, failing to register as a foreign agent, and witness tampering. Last month, of course, Manafort was convicted on 8 counts of tax and bank fraud. Key testimony in that case had come from a forensic accountant working for the FBI. What, I hear you ask, is a forensic accountant? Marketplace's Mario Segarra is on that one.
You ever watch the crime show CSI? You got the forensic scientist, flashlight in hand, combing every inch of the murder scene for clues.
Male Caucasian, approximately 40 years old, lying in a pool of blood. Body does not appear to have been moved.
We're doing that same forensic work in a financial world.
That's Don Brolin, crime show enthusiast and forensic accountant.
We're like the accounting pathologists. We come in and we will tell the story of how the crime happened.
Crimes like money laundering, fraud, tax evasion, where incriminating evidence is the stuff of bank statements, ledgers, and financial records.
Because numbers tell a story. Transactions tell a story.
And every transaction is a potential clue. Say Brolin gets a call. A big company suspects one of its executives is embezzling money, but doesn't have proof. Brolin heads straight for the travel account, where it's easy to hide small transactions, like a few plane tickets to the islands, where the company does business, but for 5 people on the same day to see if she's onto something.
You know what I'm doing? I'm going to their Facebook page, their wife's Facebook page, their kid's Facebook page, because somebody posted pictures because they were so cool in the Bahamas.
People leave breadcrumbs everywhere, no matter how sophisticated the crime. Casey Evans teaches forensic accounting at American University, and she worked on the Bernie Madoff case.
What's so interesting about Madoff is how simple it really was.
Simple, considering that Madoff had been successfully running a massive Ponzi scheme for 20 years. He'd stolen billions from clients whose investments he was managing.
Everything was fake. None of the transactions that he claimed to have done were real.
But he backdated the fake stock trades to make them look real and kept track of the fraud on Post-its.
It was those little Post-it notes that really helped us figure out everything that was going on.
We've been talking about white-collar crime, but accountants have also been key to bringing down drug traffickers and mob bosses. James Olson was a forensic accountant for the IRS for decades. Actually, he was a special agent with a gun and a badge. He worked in Vegas alongside agents from the DEA and the FBI.
The people they catch are the people driving up the highway with 10 kilos of cocaine hidden in their gas tank. That's not the leader of the organization. That's somebody pretty low down.
But you need that guy to lead you to the drug kingpin. And then you need the accountants.
If we can now show that this individual, his net worth increased by $5 or $10 million a year, he was also involved in structuring of the money into bank accounts, that type of evidence starts to become pretty devastating.
So yeah, forensic accounting can be exciting. And sometimes it can be hard to leave the job at the office. Casey Evans, the Madoff investigator, has a young son.
You know, I'll ask him a question. I know what he told me, based on his verbal and nonverbal communication, is not the truthful answer. And I'll just be like, let me give you one more time to answer me honestly. He's like, all right, I didn't wash my hands. Fine.
Another successful investigation. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.